So, what are your thoughts on celibacy? My thoughts on celibacy is very interesting. I'm practicing celibacy for about 2.5 years. I'll tell you an interesting story of how I got to this point. I mean, I've been celibate till I was about 21, and then lost my virginity in college at University of Buffalo. At University of Buffalo, it was to this one girl, and I ended up, you know, having intercourse with 3 more girls. So I've only had sex with 4 girls in my entire life. But just for me, particularly, it started where my celibacy comes from my commitment to God, to knowing that He would bring a woman in my life, a queen of heavens. It's me waiting for the right one, the right person to come in the right time. And the thing about it is, it could be very hard, because as a basketball player, you already have girls that's throwing it at you. You already have girls that's just, you know, they hit you with the, hey, can I come over and do some homework? Which means, you know, can I give you some head, or can I have sex with you? So, getting that every day and every other day was really tough. And at the time where I had lost my virginity, it was also around the time as a basketball player where Buffalo, I had helped take the school to its first NCAA tournament in school history. So you can imagine, with the ESPN and just all the publicity, it's crazy. Like, you can imagine, like, all the attention and media that we're getting. So, you know, that enhanced turns into popularity. Now people who know who you are, now people are trying to, you know, and girls too are trying to get into your pants and all that stuff. And, you know, a couple months later, after we had already won, you know, I made a promise to God. So spiritually, I felt I was getting away from God. I wasn't going to church as much. I wasn't reading my word. I wasn't reading my daily devotion. And, you know, just little by little, month after month, then I actually lost everything in basketball. They took away my privilege to play at Buffalo. You know, bad things started happening. My coach, he got an offer to another school, and he was in my best interest, so he left. The coach that was there, who moved up to the head coach, he wasn't too fond of me. So it was like, man, everything wrong could have happened. My grades were slipping. The relationships I had with the girls, they just didn't like me anymore because I'm not on the team. All the people who I considered that were friends at Buffalo, they all turned their back on me. Probably like one or two people out of 30,000 people who attended Buffalo wouldn't even look at me or try to hang out with me. Literally one or two people. And I'll never forget who those people were. And it was crazy. Like, but spiritually, I look at it like, wow, I just must have just disobey God. Because if I didn't disobey God, maybe He would have never put my circumstance in that way. But at the same time, I know everything happens for a reason, and I'm kind of glad that He did, because now I'm able to handle that situation. So me preparing for the draft this year as a basketball player, with that attention, I now can sit in the face of lust and say no. and knowing that, you know, even if a girl was right butt naked, even if Rihanna was butt naked, like, I could literally tell her no, like, I'm waiting for the one, I'm waiting for my woman to come. So, like, to me, that's like, wow, if I could do that, then I know God is for sure has a calling on my life. And you know, I know most people thought the celibacy is like, wow, I feel like I'm deprived of something. I feel like, man, why am I being celibate? Who, God is taking this away from me? Nah, don't think like that. Just know that when you're celibate, it gives you patience. It gives you control of your life. So you start seeing things. If you can have discipline in the most hardest part, which is sex for most men, and even for women too, if you can have discipline in this part, you'll have discipline in your career, you'll have discipline in your relationships, you have discipline in everything you do, because you could be patient with sex. So everything else, you'll have more focus. You'll notice all your work is top notch, because you're making that sacrifice to be patient and to wait. And it's a great thing. It's not a good thing, it's a great thing when you overcome that, because now your marriage will be blessed, your kids and your future will be blessed. Nobody wants to go through baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. Nobody wants to be paying for, you know, child support or whatever. And the kids certainly too. I'm pretty sure if you're a kid who grew up in a broken home, you know how it feels when your parents divorce. My parents were divorced. I know how it felt for me. You know, I'm probably like 1% out of 100 of 99% of other kids who are not as mentally strong to overcome that and teach themselves everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, 1% are like me. 99% of kids, when their parents divorce, it's an emotional detachment, because they don't know what direction to go to. Certain things that a woman's supposed to teach you, a man can't teach you. Certain things a man will teach a son, a woman can't teach you. So in a place where both are not there, things get misguided. On top of the parents selfishly are fighting against each other because of how much they, quote unquote, hate each other. We all know that's not really hate. They obviously love each other, because they had a child, they had sexual intercourse. So it's not really a sense of hate. It only could be two things. It could be a form of lust. Either they lust each other and they don't really love each other, which is still why you should wait. You see, that's where celibacy and patience comes in. Now, another thing could be, what if they do love each other, but they rushed into it? But they were impatient. Maybe they had sex before marriage. Still, why celibacy comes in? Because when you're celibacy and you wait and you're patient to the day you marry, it's a beautiful thing. It's like the icing on the cake. You already went through the hardship, and that way you can enjoy your marriage. You know, be with the woman who God ordained you to be with. You know, you don't have to go through stress. I'm not saying everything is perfect, because God doesn't make things perfect. But instead of having a partner that you will argue with and stuff, you have a partner who's guiding you or helping you, and together you guys are in the Word. Because if your foundation is with God, what can break you guys? What can really break you guys? Because you'll have the faith to carry on anything that goes wrong, and you'll have the confirmation that the Word of God is truth and can never fail. So those are my thoughts on celibacy. you guys let me know what's your thoughts on celibacy. And yeah, tell me what you think and send your comments, share this podcast and tell me your thoughts on celibacy. I would love to hear you guys. Thank you. FJB.